AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Much of South Carolina is being hit by flash flooding and river flooding after well more than a foot of rain has fallen over the past couple of days. Eric Rousey is a spokesman for the State Emergency Management Division.
We're hoping it'll taper off Sunday night.
Rousey says some areas are underwater.
The Charleston Peninsula has been closed off. There's certain roads and areas that are that have been cut off, but not entire towns and cities.
There have been a number of high water rescues in the counties around Columbia. That's in the central part of the state as well as in the Charleston area. Storm has led to other flood watches and warnings, especially for coastal areas as far north as New Jersey. Strength of Hurricane Joaquin causing the moisture to be pumped into that coastal storm. Meanwhile, the Category 3 hurricane could hit Bermuda today. Senior Hurricane Center Specialist Daniel Brown says Joaquin has top sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, heavy rain, and a strong storm surge.
We expect it to pass very near or over Bermuda on Sunday afternoon or evening.
The search for a missing 735-foot cargo ship and its 33-member crew back underway this morning. The El Faro lost its engines Thursday as it was being hit with 30-foot waves from Joaquin in the southeastern Bahamas. The Coast Guard says a life ring from the ship was found yesterday. The ship was bound from Jacksonville to San Juan, Puerto Rico. Nearly 7 inches of rain over a two-hour period last night caused flash flooding around the French Riviera. At least 16 people, including some trapped in cars, a campsite, and a retirement home, are dead. The torrent inundated buildings, roads, and railway tracks, disrupting car and train traffic along the Mediterranean coast. This is AP Radio News. President Obama wants to know what led to a Doctors Without Borders hospital being bombed in Kunduz, Afghanistan. AP's Josh Letterman tells us more.
President Obama is not saying that the United States carried out the airstrike that hit the hospital. He is saying that there is a full investigation into what happened and that they're looking to get to the bottom of the circumstances.
19 people were killed, and the medical group has decided to move out of the city where the fighting continues between Afghan troops and the Taliban. Afghan officials say helicopter gunships opened fire after being attacked by gunmen inside the hospital complex. A South Florida law firm has filed a suit seeking class action status against American Spirit Cigarettes. Sue claims that the makers of the cigarettes, Santa Fe Natural Tobacco and its parent company, Reynolds American, are trying to deliberately mislead the public that their products are healthier because they are described as natural. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.